Thursday.
We have seen too often the opposition not being what I would call a responsible opposition party, but a party that simply is opposed to anything the president has wanted to do.
All right, that's the Attorney General Eric Holder talking about the Republicans blaming them for blocking the president on the idea of renegotiating the automatic spending cuts coming up, the $85 billion that will come down swiftly at midnight heading into Friday. Yep, it's true. I cannot imagine that the sequester is going to be stopped, nor do I think it should be stopped. And that's where we start here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Big shout out to all of you in the nooks and crannies. Hope everything is going well. You want to throw in your two cents on any or all of it, you know how we roll here. Left of left, right of right, it's all good. Have an opinion and belly up. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. So coming up in our next segment, Americans for Prosperity, the group that we've talked to so often here on ATM throughout the years. Christine Harbin will join us, and she's a policy analyst for them. And she's going to talk about what they're doing to actually get the word out to tell Congress and the Senate not to do anything, just to let the spending cuts happen. Just let it fall. Because if you look at the numbers, it's more, and she'll say this, like a haircut than a bomb going off. Although the bomb going off is really my words. Because of the doom and gloom scenarios we're hearing about, that the furloughs will affect us at the airport and that the illegals are going to run wild from the detainment centers where they're being held right now, and a whole bunch of other doom and gloom scenarios. So the negative impacts, sure, we might feel a few of the negative impacts, but how negative will the impact be if we re-rack this whole thing again when there is no agreement on what should be cut? And when you look at the numbers, they don't kick in automatically when the sequester goes down. The Justice Department loses 9% of its budget between now and September 30th, so they're going to lose $1.6 billion. And what they're saying is they're not going to have as many FBI agents, ATF agents, DEA agents, prosecutors who are going to be able to do their jobs. They're going to be furloughed. They're going to have to spend time out of their offices not doing what they're supposed to be doing. So Eric Holder is saying if it's triggered on Friday, we're going to be a nation that is going to be less safe, and that is just a simple fact. So do you feel like we are standing on the precipice of Al-Qaeda and others rushing the gates, rushing our shores because of this $85 billion cut? Are we that vulnerable? Are you believing the things that we're hearing? Or is a lot of this just hype and it's about I'm coloring in one direction, you're coloring in another? And, frankly, we want to change the direction now. We didn't really think about this until it became a real thing. We just kept putting it off and focusing on the election, because that's really what happened. You had a year of worrying about who was going to be president, knocking off Obama. How do we knock off Obama? Going after Obama. Or the Democrats setting up their camps on the ground, doing what they were doing to get Obama elected again. And the focus was on the debates and everything else except for the matter of governing, and the big thing that is always the big thing that gets pushed off to the side. It's like you have a to-do list, you know what I'm talking about, and you look at the list, and you look at the list, and the biggest thing that you have to do keeps going down on the list further and further and further. But if you actually did it, it wouldn't be that awful, but you just keep avoiding it. So we can't avoid this any longer, and we just can't. Is the sequester going to make us less safe? Well, then shame on the politicians who let this happen in the first place. If they had been doing their jobs, if we had had balanced budgets, then the doom and gloom scenarios wouldn't be quite as awful, would they? I don't think so. So I kept saying I wasn't going to talk about the sequester, but here we're going to talk about my side of what I think should happen with this sequester, and the answer is that if it's painful or not, it would be better to take our lumps now and go through this process than re-rack and try to do this all over again. To me, that would dispel more problems, and we would have the same old thing coming out of D.C. where we couldn't come up with an agreement. We push this further down the pole, down the pike, and still nothing would happen. And that's, at this point, is unacceptable because we can't keep breaking the clock when it comes to the deficit. All right, I don't want to lecture, and I don't want to jump up here on that big old bully pulpit and just preach and preach and preach over this. Let me give you a couple of quick facts. Here's one of them. If you look at what's going to happen with $85 billion making the cuts are a lot more modest than is being talked about. It's about 2 cents on every dollar of federal spending. 2 cents. That's what we're talking about. In fact, if you looked at the percentages, it's not even 1%. So we're not even talking about 1% if you look at the cuts across the board. The spending cuts in the sequester that are going to be triggered on March 1st. So you got to keep that in mind. It just sounds like it's going to be that much worse. And listen, I'm somebody traveling in the middle of this, and some of you might be traveling. So am I going to have to deal with the nonsense TSA? I always have to deal with it. Is there going to be problems because of the air traffic controllers having to be furloughed? Am I going to run into that problem? My buddy who's a Border Patrol agent, is he going to run into that with the furloughs where he is in a particularly thorny area of the country, which is El Paso Juarez? And are we going to feel crippling effects along the way because of what amounts to a 1% cut? And I'm going to say no. Because when we're talking about furloughs, we're talking about people that are having a chunk of time taken out of their work week. Maybe it's a day, whatever it is. So they can't re-rack schedules to meet that. They've been given the instructions. The Border Patrol has been given the instructions that it's going to kick in on Friday. And, you know, okay, so it might not just be out there for doom and gloom and scaring us and everything else, but at what point do we say enough is enough and we can't re-rack this? We had a chance to look at programs that overlap. We had a chance to come up with a long list of cuts, and it just wouldn't happen. There was no agreements, and it couldn't get done. So this is what we have, and this is what we have to live with. We're going to talk to Christine, as I said, next with AFP. Americans for Prosperity, to get their take on what they're doing to make sure the spending cuts happen. Some of you might think that's crazy. I got some emails. We're going to have, of course, our mailbag segment. In the meantime, you can also throw in your 2 cents at 855-266-5283. Hang with us.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We've been talking about these cuts now for some time, like we didn't know about this since 2010, 2011. It's the same old story. I guess the specifics we didn't really know. Now the cabinet members are out there dispersing all the doom and gloom messages. You know how I feel about this. Yes, the numbers look so ugly, and we're hearing the hardship stories and what's going to happen at the border with 500 agents being sucked away from their duties ultimately, and what's going to happen in Arizona, and ICE isn't going to be able to do what it's supposed to do, and now we're going to have to go to the airport 5 hours ahead of time. Pray we can find Wi-Fi, because we'll never get through the security checkpoints in time. So what are we going to do? Then Janet Napolitano says, don't scream at the agents. It's not our fault. Well, as I said, listen, they couldn't get it straight. They had the super committee. Let the axe fall. I'm not the only one who thinks this. Our pals from Americans for Prosperity think the same way. Christine Harbin joins us, and she is the policy analyst for AFP. Christine, you know, we keep hearing about how awful it's going to be, and it's going to make the job roles tick up a little bit higher, and we need to come up with a different plan, or at least the president is selling that story, and Republicans really aren't budging on this. You guys release a statement saying, and release people to state offices in Florida, North Carolina, Arkansas, Minnesota, and are pushing, sending letters, saying send letters to members of Congress to just allow the cuts. Wow, why is that? If this is going to kill us, why would Americans for Prosperity say, go ahead and make the cuts?
Hey, Kate, you're right. And you're right that there's a lot of fear-mongering going on in Washington and also in district offices. You hear the White House recently issued a report highlighting about all this doom and gloom that'll happen. First responders aren't going to get paid. You're not going to be able to board flights. But really, that's not a depiction of reality at all. Really, this is people call this an axe. It's going to be a really small axe. It's actually more of a haircut when you look at federal spending in total. So here at Americans for Prosperity, we're calling this sequester a good start. This is the $85 billion in across-the-board tax, across-the-board spending cuts that are supposed to kick in on Friday, and our activists and us on the policy team are encouraging Congress to stick to the promises they made.
Yeah, part of that, too, is, I mean, we didn't break it down through every category because now everybody's coming out of the woodwork to tell us this, some of the specifics, but we know that Leon Panetta, and now he's not the defense secretary, or he's no longer going to be the defense secretary. That goes to Chuck Hagel, who was confirmed. But the other part of this is the cuts to defense. However, when you look at the defense budget, do you think that we're going to be ill-prepared? Should we have some kind of attack because of these cuts?
I don't think so. Although defense cuts are outside of the purview of Americans for Prosperity, we're concerned on this as a budget and spending. The defense budget will still be it will likely be larger next year than it will be last year. Defense, if you look at particular line items, may take a little decrease. But also, if you look at what we're spending on defense relative to the rest of the world, we're spending overwhelmingly higher. We're spending a lot more on defense than the rest of the world.
Yeah, that's true. And the in looking at the states that you went to, Florida, North Carolina, Arkansas, Minnesota, why did you pick that? Because of your offices there?
Yes, we do have state chapters in those. Those are some of our more active state chapters. But also, those are areas where the legislators need a little bit of a reminder. We have some people who maybe are a little bit weak on budget and spending issues, and they need to hear from us.
Yeah, when you say people that are a little bit weaker on budget and spending issues, are there specifics, or is there anyone specifically, or there places specifically you think it's weaker versus some of the others?
Well, I think the states that you listed, North Carolina, Arkansas, Minnesota, are certainly areas where we have some worry about members not sticking to their promises. But really, this is it's a federal issue. It's a national problem. Activists, we have over 2 million activists in the country. They're all going to be shouldering this. This is really a national issue as well.
So you also know that the president is meeting and has met with some of our top lawmakers, I'll call them that, for lack of a better word. It's the same people that we see all the time, the McConnells and whatnot, are meeting with Obama. So they're talking about this. They're trying to do something to make the sequester not kick in. If the sequester doesn't happen, do you think that's a disservice? Because are we rolling things back? Is that the point of view, especially from AFP?
From the perspective of AFP, if the sequester doesn't happen, if Congress and the White House are able to turn it off, that would be very disappointing because it's clear that we have a spending problem here in Washington. We're spending money that we don't have, and there's no end in sight. And if we can't cut, if Congress can't cut spending now, then when will it be able to? And right now, if you look at the plan that the Senate Democrats recently just introduced, they introduced it this morning, they would turn off the sequester through a combination of tax increases and also with the promise of future spending cuts. What they would do is they would lower spending caps in the future. So, and without making any specifics on how they would do that. So what they're doing is they're just pledging to cut spending in the future without any specifics. They're just kicking that can down the road and not fixing the problem at all. So if the sequester doesn't happen, it would be bad news for supporters of limited government.
Yeah, we're talking about $85 billion, as you mentioned, in cuts, and it would affect things from commercial flights to classrooms and meat inspections is what we're hearing, of course. That's the doom and gloom. But as you clearly have said, and if you look at it from the financial perspective, it's about 2 cents, right, on every dollar of federal spending.
Mm-hmm. Every way you look at it, the number is very small. If you compare it to GDP, here's another number for you. If you compare it to our national GDP, it's only 0.26% of it. It's not even 1% of it. It's a haircut.
Wow, 0.26%. How come they never talk about that?
You don't hear the White House coming out with those kinds of numbers, that's for sure.
All right, so we have the sequester, Christine, to get through, and then after the sequester, After that, the White House and Congress then have to look for the next fiscal showdown, which I'm sure you're all over this, too. And that's March 27th. They're talking about we don't have the money to continue the government operating. We're going to have to maybe force a government shutdown. If you were handicapping this, do you think on the heels of what's going on here that we'll see that?
Yeah, that's a little bit more difficult to predict. I don't think that we'll see a government shutdown. You hear both. I mean, you heard the messaging this time around is a little bit different. No side wants for it to come to that. But you're right. The date to look forward to next is March 27th. It's not that far away. That's when what we call the continuing resolution, the short-term spending bill that funds government is going to expire. How that ties into the sequester is actually really important, because if the sequester hits and government is able to, or the federal government agrees to spend at that lower spending level, that means that we'll have we'll be spending less in the CR, we'll be spending less in the continuing resolution. So that sets us up for a more fiscally responsible future. Now, if the sequester doesn't, if it is avoided, if it doesn't hit, then we'll be spending more in the CR. We'll see a bigger bloated plan coming out of Congress then.
Yeah. When you have the offices that we mentioned in the four different states and probably some other offices that you have too, when you ask them to push and send letters to members of Congress, I've said this before, I had congressmen and women on the show and senators, and it seems to be that if you get even 25 calls, 25 emails, whatever, then they start to listen. Do you find that there's a number where you start to knock on the door and they pay attention because they're being bombarded by people on all kinds of things?
Yeah, I think it depends on the state. I think that's true. I think 25 is a good rule of thumb. I'll tell you, right before I hopped on the phone with you, I just got a call from one of our field staff in Illinois, and he said that he has so much interest from activists that just asking for information on the sequester, just so they can, because they're concerned. They hear everyone talking about this in Washington, and they want to, they're going to their district office, and they want to have an educated conversation with their lawmaker on this. So there's a lot of interest in it. And, it also depends on, sometimes it's not so much the number, but it's also the depth of the conversation, too. If you have a handful of really concerned activists who are educated on the issue, that's also very powerful. So
we'll see. Yeah, obviously, if people know, if they're armed with the facts, they know, they get it, then they're out there vocalizing it, and they get other people interested. That makes sense to me. That's called grassroots and beyond. You know all about that. All right, Christine Harbin, thanks so much from AFP. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again down the line.
Thanks so much, Kate.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
You know, Woodward and Bernstein taking down Watergate, the whole thing, remember? Bob Woodward, it's interesting, said on CNN, and I was stunned, I was flipping around a little bit on this, that a senior person at the White House, you wouldn't name who it was, warned him in an email that he would regret criticizing the president over the forced cuts, you know, the sequester. So he was on Blitzer's show, Wolf Blitzer's show. What's it called? The Situation Room or something like that? Situation Critical. So he said that the network also invited somebody from the White House to debate him on air. But, of course, the White House isn't going to do that. What Woodward said is, and this is a guy who is pretty supportive, I think, of the administration, right? So he's not some hardcore conservative writer by any stretch of the imagination. And he said, "I think it makes me very uncomfortable to have the White House telling reporters you're going to regret doing something you believe in." And he said that, "I think they're confused." He was even on Morning Joe, and he just ripped into Obama. He said, you know, this is this crazy feud that he doesn't understand. You know, he's a veteran journalist, obviously. He said Obama was showing a kind of madness he hadn't seen in a long time for a decision not to deploy an aircraft carrier to the Persian Gulf because of budget concerns and then, you know, some other things. And it's interesting, everybody always wants to talk about Ronald Reagan and compare Reagan years and who's Reagan-esque and all that kind of stuff. But Woodward had a point. He said, can you imagine Ronald Reagan sitting there and saying, oh, by the way, I can't do this because of some kind of budget document, or Bush saying, you know, I'm not going to invade Iraq because I can't get the aircraft carriers I need, or even Bill Clinton saying, you know, I'm not going to attack Saddam Hussein's intelligence headquarters because of some budget document. So what happened was Woodward called out Obama for what he said was moving the goalpost on the sequester by requesting that revenue be part of a deal to avert it. You know, again, the tax, the tax, the tax. So here's the thing. The White House can't take the criticism. So Woodward, is he the bad boy in this situation? Or is it the so-called White House senior official? Either way, I love these kinds of stories because even the most liberal person we've had on the air, Ellen Ratner, says, you know, they talk about transparency at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, but they are anything but transparent. So get out of here with the whole transparency thing. It's just not floating anymore. We're going to go through the next 4 years without any transparency. All right, I know this is a bad boys segment, but I'm going to put Shamiqua Holdsclaw in this category. And the reason why is because she was a star, a stud. She could hang with the bad boys and the good boys on the court. She's a former WNBA player and Olympic gold medalist. Now she's being indicted. Do you believe this? For a shooting in Atlanta that happened back in November. A six-count indictment is what's hanging over her head. Aggravated assault, criminal damage, possession of a firearm, This is what happened. She was arrested after an argument with a Tulsa Shock player, a Jennifer Lacey, who told the cops she was Holdsclaw's ex-girlfriend. The two were Atlanta teammates in 2009. So Holdsclaw broke the windows to Lacey's car and shot at it in November. She did the court appearance thing. She's in trouble. And there is a joke in here. I'm just not going to go there. Okay, I'm just not going to go there. I mean, this woman was an incredible star. If you think about the Olympic teams that she played on, won the gold medal in the 2000 games. She had crazy amounts of points at Tennessee, over 3,000. And, you know, was an amazing athlete. Does turn out, however, that she's got a wild fight with clinical depression. She tried to commit suicide during her pro career. So there are some things in her background, and obviously she has an anger deal happening here, and that's probably part of the reason why. But we had to put her in this category. It was just too crazy with the blowing out the windows and the fight and all that other sort of stuff. Here's another one for you. NASCAR does not tolerate bad boys. They really close ranks when somebody swears, does something that, you know, is obscene in any way. They will shut it down. So, in the spirit of shutting things down and being transparent, NASCAR suspended Nationwide Series driver Jeremy Clements for violating the sanctioning body's code of conduct. And they really do. They enforce it more than any other sport, I think. They announced the suspension on Wednesday. They say it's indefinite. NASCAR's senior VP of racing ops, Steve O'Donnell, said Clements made an intolerable and insensitive remark during the course of an interview. So now, of course, we want to know what was the insensitive remark. And nobody will say what it was. He said he apologized and regrets what he said to the NASCAR writer. He apologizes to NASCAR, to his sponsors, to his mama, to his fans, to his team, to everybody. He says NASCAR has a code of conduct. Sounds like an agent crafted this part. That everyone must follow, and I unintentionally violated the code. I will not get into specifics of what I said, but my comment to the writer was in no way meant to be disrespectful or insensitive to anyone or to be detrimental to NASCAR or the NASCAR Nationwide Series. I will do what I need to do in order to atone. That's how you know it's not him. To atone for my error in judgment. Hey, he finished 33rd in the Saturday race at Daytona after he had a dropout with an oil line problem. So he was probably already hot under the collar already, but he should know more than anyone, you cannot do that in NASCAR. Like I said, they won't tolerate it. They just have a low tolerance for anything that smells like controversy, and of course there has been, but any kind of a fracas other than some of the things that happen between drivers that might make it exciting. But if there's anything to do with flipping someone a bird or swearing at somebody or doing something like that, they are just, that's it. They are done. They're done. They're done. They're suspended, and he may be suspended for a little while here. I don't think they're going to lift that suspension quite that easily. And here's another one for you that falls into the category of bad boys. And the reason I put this in the category of bad boys, it's a little bit of a stretch here. Did you hear about the stolen sausage costume? Who steals a sausage costume? Again, there are some jokes that I could make here. Guido, the Italian sausage, is back, safe and sound. But what a twisted story. Two people ran into a bar in downtown Wisconsin, Cedarburg, Wisconsin, on Wednesday night and dropped off this costume. The bar confirmed that that's what happened. So two were sprinting out the door. They told the bartender that they didn't see anything. The Italian sausage was stolen on February 16th and spent that night bar hopping in Cedarburg. You know, the costume actually is about $3,000. That's how much it costs. And it was used in a couple of different areas. It was stolen from the Milwaukee Curling Club during the city's Winterfest when it was in a back room. How do you steal a sausage? How do you steal the sausage costume, Guido? So it happened right before 9:30. The cops are searching for the costume and the thief ever since. The Italian sausage couldn't make all those public appearances that Guido was making. It's a very famous mascot, the famous racing sausage, you know, that whole thing. Think of the Milwaukee Brewers and all of that. And so for whatever reason, it was returned. And two men were said to be running into the bar. So at least they didn't run off with the mustard girl. Remember the mustard girl? And the mustard girl was offering 12 bottles of mustard a month to anyone who returned the costume. So I guess all is well. They can't charge the two guys who most likely knew something about it since they returned it. But the Clements Racing Sausages, famous for the Brewers game appearances, are intact. Guido almost was lost, and that would have been terrible for Brew Crew fans if they couldn't see the sausage race, because there's just nothing like the original. And Guido is an original. That's why that costume costs so much. Just gave me a great idea for a Halloween costume. You know, the mustache and the whole chef-looking thing, because that's what Guido looks like. And I know you've seen the sausages. I know you've seen Guido. If ever you've watched any highlights from any of the Milwaukee games where they do those races. So all is not lost. How about that? For that rare thing, that rare appearance in Bad Boys. Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to go to the mailbag. Max says, so tired of hearing about looming cuts. Why didn't those morons do something about it? Max, not the only one with thoughts on the sequester. We're going there next. Happy Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. But the big black horse said, look this way. He said, hey, will you marry me? Ooh, ooh, ooh. But I said no, 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 no. I said no, no, you're not the one for me. No, 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 no. I said no, no, you're not the one for me.
All right, each and every show, I always say, if you don't feel like flipping us a call, you can flip us an email. How do you do that? All roads lead directly from the website, americatonight.net. Click on contact, and you're in just like that. Let your thoughts flow. And you always do. We get a ton of email, more than I've ever gotten at any of the stations that I've worked at before. So bravo to all of you for deep thinking and then sending me stuff, you know, in the next day or two. I think that's what happens because sometimes the issues catch up with the emails. It's pretty interesting. So with that, I guess it's kind of a promo. We are heading to the mailroom.
You have mail, mistress.
Yeah, thank you very much. All right, this one, I already told you about Max complaining about the sequester, tired of listening about the cuts. Here's one from Marie from the Marines who says, you know, Kate, I agree with you on the sequester stuff because at heart I am definitely a rhino, and I think we cannot keep playing this weird game with no end. There is no beginning, middle, or end, I guess, period, when it comes to what ails us economically. And when you look at the $85 billion, it's true that some of my fellow Marines will be cut, because you're talking about the cuts that will probably force my crew and others to cut maybe 200,000 is the number that I heard. And losing all those soldiers drops the strength of our force, of course. And the civilian employees who back up people in the field, the Department of Defense, what happens there is they get hit with pay cut offers. But ultimately, knowing what I know about the money that is pumped into the military machine, which I am a part of, I have to say, I still think, even though we will feel a bit of a crunch, I still think it needs to happen, because if it doesn't happen now, it'll be that much worse the next time around. What do you say? Well, you know, because you've been listening, you were saying that, I think you have to let it go. It's, you know, the sequestration is just done wrong. Of course it was done wrong. It was done haphazardly. I think, really, honestly, here's the super committee. They can't come to any agreements on what to cut, and here's the tax and what's the number. So then this sequester is out there. Okay, $85 billion. Really, the big chunk is going to come from the Defense Department's budget, and the other is going to come across the board. We're going to have cuts across the board to different programs in some way. Different departments are going to have to step to the table and figure it out. So it was never laid out. It wasn't laid out. And the scare tactics, unfortunately, the scare tactics are working on a lot of people. The budgets that don't make any sense, the idea of how much it's going to be over 10 years. Just, you know, remember this. The Budget Control Act, remember that, caps a sequester by $1 trillion over 10 years. So when people weren't willing to come to the table and be specific about what they would cut, that's why we ended up with what now has amounted to kind of really eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I was looking at something that Senator Tom Coburn released a couple of years ago. Now, I think it's been reprinted in a couple of places and some articles and stuff. And this was before the Budget Control Act was passed. And talking about, you know, cutting from the defense, how do we do that? And he said the examples of what he would do would make veterans pay more for health care. He called it TRICARE. He said that he would eliminate one of the 11 aircraft carriers. He said he would shrink the Army by 65,000 soldiers, and he would shut down elementary schools on military bases. And that was just a little bit of what he said. So he's very specific. And there would be people that would be furious, I'm sure, with Coburn back in the day, just a couple of years ago, if that had happened. But, you know, listen, I'm agreeing that it has to happen. That's the bottom line. It's just a tiny, tiny cut to the total federal spending. But overall, if you're the Marine, you look at the soldiers that are being cut, you look at the civilian population taking a 20% pay cut or being bounced, and it is a lot. And they knew this going in, or Obama knew this, and this was what was agreed upon. So why is this so shocking to everybody? All right, I spent too much time going on and on about that email. So quickly, I promise I'm going to rifle off a few more. Here's Larry in Illinois who says, wow, I read the wildest thing. Kate Delaney, I know you could appreciate this. did you realize that for all the things and crap and hype that we're told about and all the positive messages we're supposed to receive, and when you go and see the amount of people that are profiting off of self-help books, telling you to change your brain, your way of thinking, all that kind of stuff, it turns out that pessimists live longer. The American Psychologist Association put out some research that they did. I won't bore you with all the details, but basically in the research, they show after their studies of several hundred people that being pessimistic actually led to longer lives. And they did 40,000 across the board in 10 years overall and found that people that were overly optimistic had a greater risk of disability or death within 10 years. Well, thanks for that. That was uplifting. So, should we be grumpy? Would it be better to be grumpy? My brother then has a very good chance of living a lot longer. Maybe it's because you focus too much on being happy. Are you forcing yourself to be happy? It's not a natural thing. I don't know. Here's one from Jake in Austin. He says, Kate, I just wanted to give you the heads up. You're always talking about Mother Nature and things that are happening around the country. Did you happen to see that there was an earthquake in Oklahoma? I don't think it was very high on the Richter scale, but enough to probably rattle some people from what I saw on Fox. Yeah, it was like 4.0, and it happened in the afternoon, just a few seconds, and there were a couple of aftershocks, too, and you know, the bottom line is people were talking about feeling it. They could feel like the vibration of it if they were sitting down in an office. That's some of the stuff that I saw, or, you know, at home and they happened to be in the right area near the epicenter, was in a neighborhood, actually. So some could feel it more than others. About 11 miles east of Oklahoma City. Yeah, anytime there's an earthquake, it's not probably a good thing when you feel this very weird sensation. When I lived in California, there was one of the earthquakes happened, and I was pretty far from the epicenter, but you felt it. And the people were mostly Californians in the television newsroom that I worked at. So immediately, boom, someone says earthquake, and people are kind of ducking a little bit. But it rolled. It was like a rolling feeling. Then, poof, it was gone. And they knew immediately. I had no idea, but they knew immediately what it was. So this one, just a baby one, thank goodness. You know, in California, since I brought it up, they're always waiting for the big one to happen. Just assuming. Goes along with the whole pessimist thing, I guess. You could live longer in California if you were a pessimist. That eventually, one day, there's going to be a giant earthquake, either in Northern California or Southern California, and it's going to swallow a whole bunch of people up.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Worse! How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Alan. We're at the threshold of hell!
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.